Okay, so today we're talking with Jennifer and Chris from Eli's Plumbing. They're going to tell us all about their company and what they do and what makes it special and some fun examples. And then Brent's going to bring in a lot of questions and it'll be fun. So, Chris, you want to start us off?
Yes, ma'am. Our company is a plumbing business. They've been around, I'd like to say, 10 years, almost 15 years. My dad used to work for another company named Kingwood Plumbing. So that's when he got his master, he decided, I want to do my own business. I want to start my own business. I want to continue our legacy, company legacy. And he started doing custom home in the Heights. Once he started doing that, he just by himself and a helper. One man, one helper. And he's been working since then. Our company is different. Our company is, he treat everybody like his house. He treat the customer like that his friend, family, he's gonna treat it like the right way. We like to do things right. We don't like to cut corners. We don't like to say $20 on material. We don't want to say, oh, we're gonna do this way and it'll be cheaper. We treat everything like our house, like our personal house. It's just, if we're gonna take an extra day to strap or insulate any pipe or anything, we'll do it. Because at the end of the day, it's not because I'm not gonna believe in this. It's gonna be like I treat it like it's my house. Mm-hmm. We'll treat it, and we spend the extra time that people don't see sometimes inside the wall. Mercedes, and then later on in the future, that's when you're gonna start hearing problems and stuff like that. And we would like to treat it like it's our house. We're gonna believe it in there. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing it. My dad been doing it since 1991, 92 basically. He worked for a lot of different companies. I can't name it, but you know, it's just too many. But the longer he worked for Kingwood Plumbing, he was a supervisor there for almost 7 years. When he got his master, he was still there for 1 year, so he just say, I can run his business, why can't I run mine? Hmm. And since there, he just, we've been going, every year we grow more and real more. That's all my family started coming in, my sisters and my brothers. And it's a company, like I'm telling you, we always have to keep up with everybody. Make sure our customer happy. If any call, it doesn't matter the time, we'll try to be there. If you call me emergency, and that's what we're 24/7. We always answer our phone, my sister, myself, and my dad. And when he's not fishing.
When he's not fishing.
When he's not fishing.
So, Jennifer, are you the only sister then?
No, I have one older sister. Her name is Jarelli. She works at the office with me as well.
Okay.
We started working in 2017, of November 2017. I was 17 years old. I still remember my first day. It was crazy because I walked in blind, so I didn't know anything what was happening. I got yelled at every day for not knowing. Chris was like, why can't you do this for folder right? And I had to learn plans in a week. I had to learn how to do everything.
Oh, Chris was yelling?
Yeah.
I had to pick the big brother, you know.
It wasn't an easy process going from school and then straight to the office. I had to switch off my mentality from school and work. Like, it was a quick adjustment that I had to make. But I was 17 at the time, and then my sister, she was, I believe, 19 whenever she started working there. And ever since then, I just saw it was growing more and more and more. And my first degree, I was majoring in criminal justice. And then I just kept working and working, and then I finally decided, okay, I'm just going to change it to business. I want to continue what my dad is doing. I don't want to just leave it here.
Yeah.
Stranded. So I changed my major to business, and that's what I'm majoring in now.
Excellent. So how far along in your school are you?
This is my second year.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Where do you go to school?
I go to Lone Star in North Harris.
That's a good school. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Yeah.
Crazy.
You're going to be having to watch out for her.
Yeah. I got my other sister too. She just, like I'm telling you, she's been working there for 3 years already. And then, it's like I told them, every job, every house, we try to keep up with everybody, just make sure they get the stuff right. We try to keep a customer happy. Every client, we treat the same. It's not special. It's nothing, we treat it like our family, because it's a family business. We want to make sure our work, you happy. And like we do, sometimes we call, make sure everything's right, make sure like you everything what we do is correct, make sure everything working fine. And it's like what my dad say, want to make sure, like we tell our guys too, it's not Jose, it's not Franklin, it's Eli's family doing it.
Yeah.
That's the main reason our company is a little bit different, because you see that type of work. Our work is not like, you will see, you walk to our job, you walk to somebody's job, it's not the same. We also have to keep our job clean. It doesn't matter if we make the mess, but if we work in there, that means we're going to clean it because no one likes to leave their job so dirty. Because he's seen that. We just like to get our customer because we don't know if a homeowner walk in, they step on the nail or anything. We don't like to do our thing different. So to, if a new stuff, try a new product. And we can say our complaint list is not that big. Our diamond list is not
good
big.
For you.
And our insurance claims, I believe, if we got just none. The most we have, we can say one, but we go back again. Our product that we use, that's what we try to use the best of the best. Because we did have some issues, don't get me wrong. But it just, our material is insured as well, as our work.
So you're not getting it from Home Depot?
No, we just, like I tell you, our material, we get it. We had a client, a fitting fail, third floor. It was like $120,000 damage. Our company went to the rep. He said, this is what happened. Next day, he got a check. It's something that insurance had to get involved because it's not our fault. It's just, the material, it can fail any time, but we had to make sure we use the right stuff. Let's say if I buy for Home Depot or the job site or, you know, outside or China, because a lot of people doing that this day, to tell you say a couple $100s, not worth it. Because at the end of the day, it will cost you more money. Not to us, to the homeowner, to insurance, and our reputation, we try to keep it high as we can. Mm-hmm. Our reputation, it's in the city. When you go to your Eli Spellman job, the inspector go walk in there and he just, okay, this is Eli Spellman job. And sometimes where our guy gets sloppy, we can say that, they miss his job and he's like, this is not you guys. And that's where we get back in road saying, because we always go to the job sites. It doesn't matter who is in there. We always go, my dad's on top of it, I'm on top of it, going back and forth everywhere, make sure everything's doing right, make sure the customer got any questions, clients, or any concerns, stuff like that. We always like to get our next step. If it's gonna take, let's say, 2 days extra to strap or insulate more, we'll do it. Make sure in the long run, it'll save you headaches. It'll save times.
Yeah. For sure.
Can you give us an example of what kind of plumbing you do?
We do a kind of plumbing. We can name it. We do residential and commercial. We can say residential when we do it the most. We like to try new stuff. I know in this day they got electronic valve. We got the toilet carriers, and our plumbing inside every day get more. We can say more not complicated, but get more advanced and challenging for our plumbers, ourselves too. We have a house, the Marissa is saying that is, they brought everything from Europe, everything electronic.
I was wondering about that, yeah.
Everything electronic. They call Billy's Plumbing. They call, I believe it was the one, Shepherd. They call multiple plumbing company. They can figure it out. They can fix it. And they can install it either. And then when they call a company and ask me, you think you can handle it? It's not a question, it's handling it. It's about being knowledgeable. How long you been doing it? Sometimes it's a challenge to us, say, this is what we got, just get it done. And the way my dad says, looking for, they call you less than because they know our reputation and they know what we're capable of. It's not a job too big, it's not a job too small. We would like to get everything we can to turn something new as well every day. And commercial is the same thing. Commercial, we've done restaurants. I can name it so many. They're all around town. Remodeling, do brand new restaurant. Also, we done those play a brew. I think a brewing.
The brewing.
Yes, ma'am. We done. Yeah. I believe 7 of those.
Wow.
7 brewing. Yes, and that's experience. The first time we did it, we don't know what we're walking into it. But once you know the drawings, you start learning, and then plumbing wise. You learn something new every day. If somebody tell you in plumbing you learn something new every day, they're lying to you.
Mm.
They're just lying because you know, we're not God, like we know everything. Every day you learn something new, especially in commercial, it's challenging because you need to know the right stuff. Commercial is something you don't want to play the game that, oh, I'm going to use this fitting, it'll save me money and don't spend because commercial is, the drawings show you almost everything you need to know. But you have to accomplish with your knowledge. Mm-hmm. Accomplish why you've been doing it, how you've been doing it. Because one mistake, it can cost a lot at the end of the day. And also, we've done industrial. That's a high quality plumbing. We've done, I believe this, I don't know, is in the company is called Rabago. We worked for them for a couple of years. Industrial is a little bit complicated more.
Yes.
Industry is just something.
I'm big.
Yes, it's added, it does this next step. Industrial, yeah. We were working on a plan. We were basically almost 100 feet in the air running water lines.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Water lines, airlines.
So what's getting you out there? You just have big...
No, we got big lift, it's just a lift, you know. And when we're doing industrial and commercial, my first thing I tell my guys, safety's first.
Yes, thank you.
Safety's first. It doesn't that matter is. How high, it doesn't matter how complicated it is. If you're not getting the right tools, we're not going to do it. If you're not getting the right knowledge or the right equipment, and that's the thing about guys too. We spend so much money and our tools, because when our team get to the job site, they got everything they need. Mm-hmm. They're not going back and forth. Oh, I'll be back. I forgot my tool. No. Want to make sure our vents, trust me, our vents are clean. Our vents, our tools are clean. When they get to job site, my guys are uniform and make sure they're clean as well, because our personality is, it talk up a lot about our company too. Mm-hmm. If it's our vents with the logo clean, every Monday and Wednesday in the morning, that's the first thing they have to do. Wash the van. It doesn't matter if it's raining, nothing. We have to make sure our van all had to be clean and presentable. Mm-hmm. All our guys as well. And we do also utility work. That's the part I came in role, because we didn't have that much knowledge on it, how to do it. So I said, I sacrificed myself. I said sacrifice. I went to work for a company for 3 years.
Oh, outside.
So he learned how to do water taps and sewer taps for a competitor for 3 years.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. That's interesting.
We just thought that Chris was on vacation for 3 years. But he was actually learning another side of the business.
Another side of the business that we like, and it's like I tell our customers, headache sometimes when you got two different companies in the same job site. Because a company is business. Yeah. They all tend to blame each other. Oh, this is not done. This is not ready. This and that. And that's what I told my dad. And he worked for the company as well before. And I say, let me work for that company so I can learn the other side of the business. He knew how to do it, but my dad is focused most in commercial. Inside in commercial plumbing. He didn't focus on the utility.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, let me go out there, work for a couple of years and see how it goes so I can learn it so I can accomplish to our company, so make our company better.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I come to be one of the company can say, this is all, and with the benefit is using us and utilities, we get a better price, better rates. Of course, we tell customers, you know, the headaches, paperwork wise, and because if you only hire me for sewer type and water type, the price is not gonna be the same.
Mm-hmm.
And we touch to see, yeah, I can see the benefit is our company.
Yeah. So what's going on right now is a lot of builders, if they don't use Eli, they'll have a plumber, but then they'll also hire another plumber to do the water meter and the sewer tap, where you're cutting the street, you know, connecting the house to the, and I mean, what Eli is already saving us, couple thousand dollars, if not more, you know, on these jobs, because it ties into the residential.
Because you can do both.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do both, and then the whole benefit is, they say benefit, a headache for the clients. So not to be calling this person, saying what time you're going to be there. So not to call, let's say another plumber say, I'll be there Monday and so the meet on Tuesday. And then they don't do it and then, I'll get there, it's not ready. So it's headaches for the customer, headache for the client.
For you, too.
And for us as well, because it happens a lot. And I'm saying it happens a lot because we used to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
We used to struggle when I used to do water meters and stuff like that. The emergency struggle is they will not get it done on time or the paperwork. That was something, though.
And that scheduling, that fell on you, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
All
the permits, everything, all at once just came in.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
One excavation permit. I'm like, how?
Yeah, that's the one that everybody come and roll in the company, because everybody got their own section. Like, she played the role, excavation permit, water time, make sure everything get done, make sure the paper was right, and my nurse is coming roll with the inside plumbing permits and stuff like that. We got two secretaries in the office. Everybody got their own role. Make sure everybody, all the customers, you know, all the paperwork is right. Sewer, all the permits. because we like to do things right. It doesn't matter how small it is to replace this or do that. It's better to do it right. It help the customer for the future, help everybody make sure it's... We don't like to cut corners, be honest with you. Corners, corners any day, it costs you more money.
Yeah. So how many people are in your family? There's two girls, and you, and your dad. Anybody else?
It's my older brother. His name is Elvis. He works there, too.
And what does Elvis do?
He's a plumber, a helper, basically.
He's
trying to get there. He came in a little
We can say he started doing nursing school.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he is, and we go back and, you know, he was doing nursing school. He was sent to be a nurse and stuff like that. A nurse, right?
Yeah. So if someone gets hurt, then.
Yeah.
So Elvis.
Well, you have full service all around.
Yes, and so it is. Our siblings, we 7 in total, I believe. Six in total.
Uh-huh.
My siblings, my younger brother, he's
7
because
of Eli.
Your younger brother is 3?
Yes.
3
yes,
years old?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's a big gap.
Yeah.
And my
surprise.
My second younger brother is 17.
Uh-huh.
He's still in school, and now he started working when he get time out of school, and then and in the summer he worked with the company as well. My oldest brother, I'm the oldest one.
Uh-huh.
My father's brother, his name is Elvis. I said he was doing nursing, and I really don't know what he was doing, but he said, let me start working in the company, and we go from there. So we tend to compete in our family business, make it bigger. Every year, we try to be better than what we did last year. this year, they say we have 4 vans. Next year, we want to have 6. We want to make sure our customer happy. We want to make sure they got everything they need. We want to make sure we're doing things right. And the best thing about everything is we don't send subcontractors to the job site. If you hire me, it'll be Eli's plumbing crew in there. It's not going to be second.
They don't sub out other crews.
It's not going to be like a second person that if they ask a question or they get mad, you turn this, turn that, you know. It's always our company, our people is there, all our employees. If you tell our employees to do something, they will do at that moment, but also confirm it with me. I'll confirm it with the homeowner and make sure they get them right as well. Mm-hmm. It is subcontracting. It's not our, I don't know, it's, it will sound bad, but it's not our thing. Because we don't care about your business.
We just can't see what they're doing. With our plumbers, we know what they're going to do and how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
If we hire a subcontractor, we don't know how they work. We don't know what they do whenever we turn our backs. Mm-hmm. We just like to be on the safe side and see, okay, I trust my plumbers. I know they're going to make the customer happy. I know what they're going to produce.
Exactly.
And we just can't. It's not that we don't trust them. It's just we rely more. We can take the fault if something goes wrong.
Yeah.
And plus, you don't know where their weakness is. Oh, because some guy may not know how to do the connection. And that's a pretty important part of your job.
And that's basically people sometimes don't realize the big difference that we have is our crew. It focuses, plumbing is a lot of different things. Tap out, roughing, underground, finals, installing fixtures. It's a lot of different things. The way we like to compliment is like Brian just mentioned. Some people know how to do more tap out. Some people know how to do more finals. Everybody got compliments with things. So what we do basically, our crew, is taking one thing. Like I said, this is the tap out crew. This is what they do every day. When I'm sure. And then we got a crew for everything. And when we send somebody to the job site, if we got 2 plumbers, there's 2 vans, they got carry their own material, they carry everything, and they make sure they don't, you know, it take longer than we expected. And I can tell our crews, every crew got their own, basically, destination or assignment. Final, we got one crew doing just final. That's what we do every day,
That's great.
You know, we don't like to say, oh, I don't know how to do it. Well, you can go ahead, you're a plumber.
Yeah.
You know, you're a plumber, yes, you need to know every little step. But if we got somebody focused more on one thing, sometimes it's better. Because, you know, this is business, but some people are clear and notice.
Yeah.
And that's basically what make our company different and everybody else. Because probably you'll see a guy doing a ground, and later on he'll be doing a service call. What's going to happen is not going to look clean.
Right.
You know, that's something that we all like to take care of. Our plumbers, basically, they focus on one thing. And this plumber focus on another thing. Each van got different assignment in our plumbing company.
Each person has a role.
Each person got a role. Each person got like you're doing gas line, this is all you do, if this measure. And it's like my sister said, we know what they're doing. They work for us. And then the way we hire people, it's not, oh, apply for your company. No, it's something bad, but we don't hire just anybody. Mm-hmm. It had to come from hiring person that we know or we can trust. Mm-hmm. All our plumbers, we got one plumber named Sergio, he's been working for our company since 2006. So that's how, that can tell you a lot how we treat our plumbers.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So how many people do you have working for your company in total?
In total, I would like to say at this point we got 35.
Jeez.
35 people.
Yes, ma'am. And so at this point, we got
35 that's people. That's a payroll every month. Or every 2 weeks.
Every week.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you got to get some business.
No, it's
moving through.
How many vans do you have?
Right now, we have, I believe, 10 vans.
Shoes.
And three trucks.
And three trucks.
Two utility trucks.
You guys are just as big as our electrician, which electrical works at Houston.
Yeah. Yeah, we got 10 vans. I mean, two, we can say, we don't want to say spare vans, but what we do is, those vans, when we go to roughing or we have to carry a bunch of pipes, we just take an extra van to carry our pipes, carry everything in.
So there's no double trip there.
Mm-hmm. Man, back in the day, you only had two vans.
You know, that's like I'm telling you, that's, we can say, I'll speak for my dad. That's the role of my dad. He's not want to say his ambition, but he want to grow every year. Mm-hmm. Every year. And it's like, I'm pretty sure you're going to see our vans now. Every year trying to get better and better. Because if we got the, if we carry new vans and stuff like that, we don't struggle to get the job faster. We don't struggle to get to anywhere we need to get with no problem at all. If we got the tools correct or the proper tool, I'm not going to go to your house and spend 3-4 hours. To get something done because now I got the right tools.
Yeah.
And same thing in our vehicles. And if we struggle with our vehicles, we're going to struggle to a job. If we struggle to the job, it's going to take longer. Mm-hmm. And that's basically.
Yeah, all their vehicles are brand new. Even their dump trucks, their trailers, their tractors.
So we try to keep
it clean. Oh, that's clean. Great.
It's clean. Yeah. They don't have, hydraulic hose breaking or, the trucks breaking down. Like, they're always on time and great at scheduling.
The thing is, if we put it this way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's say it's a brand new house, brand new driveway, and somebody pull up with a leaking oil. I'm pretty sure it happened to you.
Yes.
And customer, homeowner will get there. They'll be like,
what?
I haven't been in my house. I had this full of oil. That's something people don't realize. If you treat your cars like, we treat our vans like our personal vehicles as well. They have to be clean. They have to be messy. And that's something that we fight every day with our guys. I say we fight because, some guys are organized, some of them are not, some don't care. And that's something that we try to care is make sure our vehicles are clean and function properly. Make sure it is, because you don't like to go to your driveway and they'll pour oil in there. Nobody would like that.
Nope.
Nobody, trust me.
I can tell you.
Yeah, trust me.
But it's okay to walk in the house with muddy boots, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something that, and I can tell you, we would do, Brian's seen me work before. We go to a house, any customer, doesn't matter. If they go inside the house, they'll take their shoes off.
Yeah. And
I can tell you, we always got to the next step. If we're going to use to anything, we'll put a blanket, make sure it doesn't scratch the floor. If it doesn't matter if it's already scratched or dirty, we still do it.
Yeah.
If I wear my shoes in the house, and I say, you can wear yours, they're clean, and he still takes his shoes off.
Yeah.
It's
the right thing to do.
Even me. And I work in an office, I have to.
I can tell you, it's our next step, we always have to do our different things to make sure our company is different. And I can point so many things out is when we go, even our supply house, our rep, he sells water heaters, any type of stuff. And they always get calls or complaints about the stuff that they sell. It's not that the water is defective or the tub is defective or something defective, it's improper installation. Even our company, I want to say it, but our company is basically the top company in water heater right now. They always have to go to our water heater and take pictures. Because we're the only person to take the next step to spend, let's say, $5 and half an hour doing a bulb house and a circulation system. installing hard piping today more than need to. Immersion, it's just the next step they would like to take so it can look better. And for the future, when somebody to replace it or somebody to fix it, they're not going to struggle.
Yeah,
so they're doing best practices, kind of like us with building science. You know, we build a tight and efficient home, but they're doing best practices when it comes to plumbing. So whenever you go look at when they are taping the foam around their pipes, it's perfect. Like
even
the black tape around the foam, it's not sloppy. It's not, the tape isn't kinked over. It's nice, tight, clean everywhere, every house. So you know it's an Eli's plumbing job.
Don't you love that? Oh, Eli's been here.
And then this is the thing of my dad. My dad been doing it for, let's say, I want to say almost 20 years, 30 years. And it doesn't matter if it don't, he say, if I don't like it, I'm going to take it down and we're going to redo it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to do it my way.
It could be done.
It happened to us. It happened to my plumbers. It happened to, you know, different houses, different builders. I think it happened while you're
home. It did. So, yeah, they plumbed the whole house. Eli walked in right after final inspection. After we got a plumbing inspection, we got it passed through the city. But Eli said it wasn't efficient enough. He ripped it all out.
Oh, my God.
All of it. And he goes, this is how you should have done it.
Oh,
yeah, wow. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It already passed inspection. He's like, no. That's not, I don't like it. This is not Eli's plumbing job. This is not the way we work. And probably see a crooked pipe or something. It rip everything out and redo it. We spend two extra day to redo everything again the way he want to do it, make sure it's done right. And that's the way we do it every other time. That's why he go to the job site and I go myself, make sure everything's done right, make sure everything's straight, make sure everything. People think, oh, it's just like that wall, you're not going to see it. But still.
No, absolutely.
That's not the right
eventually,
thing.
People see it.
Eventually, trust me.
Eventually, it is seen.
It just happened to different people. It happens. And then sometimes you spend more money fixing the issue than doing right the first time.
Yeah.
And I can't name so many places that I'm being out there, especially with the water here right now, with the new system and stuff like that. When you do things right, when you put the neutralizer, when you put the right cleanse, when you do hard piping, when the condensation, when let's say the condensation is not connected with the air gap, where the gas is not running properly, it doesn't work the proper way. It doesn't do the function. So come back to the, they call a ring or navy, and they say, hey, water is, you know, it's not what you told me. So that's when we come in raw, because you have to be certified to go see a heater for their company. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter if you're a licensed plumber,
but you still have to be certified
for their company.
Yeah.
So you go even look at it, and they'll, the same thing, they will pay you to look at it. And you go look at it and say, you said, this is what's wrong, this is, and then we fix so many people's issues. And like I said, Rheem is one of the, that company said to us, you're the only plumber, who always take the extra step to get this thing done right. You're the only plumber in Houston. And say all around Houston, I seen you do what you do with the water heater. It's not that many people. Yeah,
and you know he sees a lot of plumbers.
And then that's the thing. He's the one. He's a rep from Green, from I say all around Houston, Conroe, even Husband. He's like the rep of Green. He see it. Like Brian said, that's the guy you call it in. If it's something we got Erico, you can figure it out. You need parts or something. He's the one to go out there, and then he's the guy who. Which is on top of the class, make sure you certify, make sure you get this done. He's the one, when somebody tell you that, I mean, I feel
that's
special.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's how
we feel. Good.
It makes me feel, it makes our company feel better, you know, feel good, because somebody coming from them, the first time he went there, and he's looking at it like, this is my first time seeing somebody do this right.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes the air cut through, you know, they tell you, oh, vampire's not right, this and that. And then our benefit is in their company as well is, if we had an issue with the heaters, we don't replace part. We would like to do that because the main thing is, it doesn't hurt anything, but replacing the unit will be better, because once we replace one part, I mean, it'll probably go for the same part or different part, so we'd like to replace the units. And that's the benefit using Rheem as well.
Mm-hmm.
Rheem is the only company that I know in town there's something wrong with the heater, you get 24, basically you have to do fast it. Take pictures, serial number, where it's leaking and what's wrong with it, and take it out and put it in.
Good.
Yeah, and so far, I don't even know how many units we installed. We had just 3 issues with the 3 different units. And we're not complaining. They just do the 5 step, take pictures of the bend part, I can tell you, the insulation, the gas, where it's leaking, and where the air code. And that's 5 step, and make sure the customer are happy. And there's another thing we do in our houses is we separate heaters, or we see what type of house it is, how big it is, or we put in combined.
Mm.
Combining is called cascading. Is in case, I don't know if it's, you hear this a lot, but I'm pretty sure people do. Is when you run the hot water, you got 2 heaters. One is not working, you run out of hot water. When you're cascading, is the benefit of those is if you run out of hot water, you see you disconnect or turn the one heater off. And one heater can handle it for a day or 2 days when no problem, once you get another heater fixed. Mm-hmm. So that means you're not to be with hot water for 2 days or a day or whatever time period. If it's in the weekend or the holiday, you know, you don't have to worry about hot water. You don't have to be, I'm be checking, I got gas in the house. And
it's then, all a problem.
Yes, ma'am, trust me, yes.
So, Jennifer, tell us a little bit about how the office operates to support all of this great stuff that Chris is talking about.
Oh, wow. So, whenever I first started, it was hard. It was very difficult to just learn how to do everything. But now that I'm like a couple months in, I was like, okay, I got this. I know I'm getting the hang of it. And Chris will call me and be like, hey, I need you to schedule this. And I'm like, okay, I need to figure out what time I need to schedule everything. Because one thing I don't like being is late. I don't like being like that. I feel like it doesn't show enough. How do I say, like, it doesn't matter to us.
Respect.
Exactly, yes. I have to respect, we have to respect everyone's time.
Yes.
Because they're giving us the time to go out there and work for them. They're giving us a chance. So I want them to just look at us and be like, okay, they know what they're doing and they want to be here. So with scheduling, I have a company phone and my sister has another company phone. So we get calls and we schedule everything with enough time for the plumber to do the work and with enough time for the plumber to get to the next job. So either my dad or Chris, they go to the service calls just because I feel like they could just communicate with the customer more than what my plumbers could do. Well, with all the paperwork that comes in the office and comes out of the office, it took me a while and my sister to get a hang of where to put everything and how everything should be. With the permits, we figured out, okay, everything should have its own folder. Everything should be organized with alphabetical order. Everything should have its own place. And at first, our old secretary, she didn't have that. She had one cabinet with everything in it. So it took us a couple months just to get everything in place because we don't like stuff to get lost and for us to be like, okay, I don't know where it's at. I need to know where everything's at. So if a customer calls, be like, okay, hey, my water heater isn't working. I pull up their file and I see what we did there.
Yeah.
And let's see, where else?
Do you use any kind of technology to support yourselves?
No, we actually just do everything on paper.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's more reliable. I could just look at it because I know what it's doing. Sometimes, you know, technology fails sometimes.
Yep.
It's not perfect. So we like to make our schedules in the books. Like, we write it down. We see that's why.
Take your hair book.
It's full.
We still got an app that we use.
And,
we still got everything we use, the app that we put. But they just should let us know. There's a group. And also we got, well, I don't even know how many group chats, I mean, that we have ourselves. We got personal group, plumbing, is you know, and...
So that's how you communicate?
We
live?
Yeah.
Most of the time, and we want to say the old-fashioned way, but at the same time, the way we do it is we put everything in the app, and also we send a text, and then write it down. For instance, we know what happened and say, this customer code, we go back in the paperwork, or we go back in the app and see when we went, and that's the stuff. Every day, we try to do everything better. And in the office, the way they do it is because they barely started doing it a couple of years, it take a while. Even myself, do the paperwork and it take a while to get everything done right.
Yeah.
Because it's not only just get it done right, you have to make sure you put the right things, the right details.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know.
And, a lot of details.
Yeah, and so you got 4 computers in the office and then they did something that I was not aware you can do. Whatever you save in this computer, you can look in that computer. Hey, I don't want to say I'm an old-fashioned way, but, you know, they combine the computers and also they can see what they did. I'm like, okay, I was under. Even my dad is not, you know, he's.
My dad doesn't even know how to open YouTube.
Yeah. So it's just, that's basically what brought them, because, you know, they're younger. Mm-hmm. They had to, they're more efficient with this technology. And even with my dad, we struggle. I'm saying with my struggle because sometimes even the text, he don't feel it or anything.
No, he does not text.
Yeah. That's the part, you know, sometimes he's in the meeting or sometimes he's calling somebody, you know, answer, so we send him a text and want to make sure he look at the text mm-hmm. or something.
But
yeah,
I will see it and
he'll
be like,
yeah. He will call you right back at the moment. He's not going to respond to text. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that's, and then paper wise, we get it, like Jennifer, paper and a file in the system. And I can tell you, they put a little, I don't know how you call it, but they link all the computers together.
A network.
So, and then it coming raw. It's like, Jennifer, can you do this? Like, I thought you did in that computer. Like, we're old fashioned. That's how we start. That's how my dad, because I used to do the proposal myself.
I remember I was 14 or 15. Chris was like, I need you to type this. We had an office in our house.
That's how we
not did. Even an office. It was in the game room. We had a computer sitting there. And Chris was like, okay, I need you to type up this. And I'm like, Chris, what is this? Like, I was 15. And he's like, type it like this. And I was just typing because he didn't know how to type on a computer.
And our business, my dad started when basically his office was the game room. My brother be playing. Right next to it. And then we'll be doing some proposal. Before, he used to do it by hand, and after, you know, you have to send it by advance, you know. That's when we start we start renting a place, and then it's been great from them. My dad started the way we are right now. It's a big gap, but that's something that we appreciate to my dad, all the effort he put in. That's what Brian said. Most of the time he's fishing, but you know.
That's just a joke. Yeah. It's really just a joke.
Right? It's really, you know, but. But I mean,
but true.
Yeah, true. No, but I mean, you have to realize
they just close rollover pass. Yeah. So I don't know if he's going there anymore.
He takes his boat. He goes around and he takes his boat there.
You know, and then he works so hard to be where we are, and the whole purpose of our doing the same thing he be doing. Our legacy, our company.
Yeah. Our company.
Yes, that's because it's not him.
Yeah.
It's like he said. The business will continue. Probably my younger brother, Eli, baby Eli, we call mm-hmm. him. He will continue. Like, he will continue our.
Or family. The little girl.
Nope, he's a little boy.
He's a little boy.
No, little. You have a little girl though too.
No, that's daughter. My daughter.
Oh, your daughter. My daughter. Okay. Yeah.
And my younger brother is named Eli. You know, he just right now the only thing he want to do is fish.
He loves fish.
You know, he loves fish, and then that's the part that my dad. And this is the thing about my dad. My dad is like Houdini. You know when you go up here, make sure you're doing things right. Make sure you the job is clean because he'll just go up here and go, okay.
I love it that he'll just show up.
He's not going to say, hey, I'm going there or hey, I'm doing this. No, he's going to just show up to the job site. It doesn't matter what you're doing. And then he'll.
Surprise.
He trusts me. He'll start, hey, you know, and he'll start.
How's his stress level now? Is it pretty. Is it better? Like, yeah. You know, because it's good that he's starting to, he has your entire family mm-hmm. doing all the difficult proposals, the job site stuff, the problems, the issues. For him to just walk in and, like, do that, you know, the Houdini thing, it's actually probably relaxing for him. Mm-hmm. But then also he, you know.
Yeah, at the same time, his trailer, we can say his trailer was.
It depends on the day. And
of course.
Because, you know, our job, our job is. When I say is every day is a different challenge, especially when you break a tree or you're doing a water tap, because that job is so risky that one little mistake you make, it can cost a lot of money. It can get somebody. It's not about the money, it's about the safety as well.
Absolutely.
It can be somebody injured. You know, it's like on Monday, I was driving. Our car just ran a red light. I was with the trailer, the back of the truck. And then one of my guy got hurt, so and I could tell a customer, I'm sorry I'm not gonna make it today, but I need to take my guy to the doctor to make sure he's fine. I know it's in the schedule, but safety and health for my guys is the first thing. I got, you know, it's an accident.
Absolutely.
You know, but see, we wanna treat everybody like our family. And then that's it. All our work is, I can tell you, the surgery been working since 2006. Jose been working. He's the basically Jose's alone, the guy my dad started in the company.
Oh wow.
He's we can say he was a helper. But my dad used to work, you know, before he used to work at night, he had to get stuff done, working day and night. And he's one of the first one to start working with my dad. And then since then, our company has been growing. And every year, I tend to get something
so
different.
So does he know how to text?
Oh.
No.
And he's like, every job is different. Every job, we have to make sure. My thing is, I want to make sure every job, when I leave the day, it doesn't matter if it's new, construction, remodeling, I should make sure it's clean. Make sure if basically when it's already remodeled or something inside the house, make sure we check, double check for leak. It doesn't matter if it's 6, 7, make sure double check for leak. When I make sure nothing's leaking, make sure everything's working properly. Make sure the homeowner doesn't complain, oh, they went inside with the boot, they went, no. And that's basically our role, my role and my dad. And so we get to the job and get it ourselves done. Sometimes we tell the plumber how to do it, and we go with them and get it done right, get it fixed. Because again, we trust our plumber and everything, but he don't feel the same when he's there, when he's not there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about this restoration business that you were talking about at the beginning.
The restoration, I mean, company
after floods and things.
It's a company. It's called ITI, I believe. ATI. Mm-hmm. And what they do there, after the flooding multiple times, they used to work with another company, and they gave us the opportunity. They called my dad. It was a normal. That was 2 or 3 years ago. They come and down, make sure how we do business, how we, you know, same thing we're doing. We went to a meeting, how much you do this job, and we start from there. Small job. It was a house, it got flooded, it got damaged and everything. From there, the guy said, the way I work and the way you do business, the way you talk to the clients, that's something that we really like about you guys and respect that. You treat everybody like it's your house, you treat everybody with respect. You're not gonna see my guys. My guys always have to be respectful to everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, if they work on the job side, they always have to be respectful if they can. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm not only they're saying English, but sometimes it's yes, ma'am, no. They have to be polite as well. Something that we care. And then since then, we've been doing restoration hotels, Country Inn, Fairfield, and I can keep naming it. You know, there's so many different ones. And the thing is,
and outside of Houston too.
Houston, Ombo. Also went Louisiana, the one who went Victoria, I believe, mm-hmm. Victoria, Texas. It just, the way the company worked, they tried to call us and see how, they tried to see that how damaged it is and how difficult it would be. Let's say difficult, it's just because it's a challenge for them to get a crew the same day because they're a restoration company.
Yeah.
They cannot wait 3 days to get my schedule clear to go out there. We had to do, when they call, we had to be there.
Yeah,
we had to be there. And when they say, we're not make sure this, restoration is something that we've been doing for a while, especially with them, we've been working for 3 years. And we're trouble. Basically, we can say, I don't want to say this, but it's no restriction for our company to work anywhere in the United States.
Mm-hmm. And so, Jennifer, do you schedule all that too?
Yes,
wow.
All of it.
Yeah.
Everything that we schedule goes by me. And then my sister does it too. So we have to balance everything out so nothing's overlapped.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get a call, we're like, okay, Chris, this is scheduled for this day. Do you get a call?
That's difficult.
That's something that we accomplished because at the beginning it was hard for them. Yeah. Because let's say if I got a service call in Ombo, 11, one clock I see I'm going to do this, and I got a service call at 12 in Houston.
Yeah, I can imagine. And all that driving time
and
traffic.
That's something that they experienced. They had to, and everybody, we're not perfect. You know, we learn from our mistakes. So it's something that we struggle. They struggle a lot at the beginning to get figured out. And then we spend, you know, I'm the oldest brother. And sometimes I know I aggravate it. But you know, at the end of the day, we're family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the end of the day, whatever happened in the office, stay in the office. We don't take it outside of office.
We
don't
differentiate the business and the family. We don't take it home.
Yes.
We don't ignore each other because it's business.
Yeah.
And when we come home, it's family. That's what we do with
Then
family.
You get around the table.
And
talk.
That's when we start talking.
Yeah,
and
the kids.
And then there's something that, and when we travel, want to make sure our guys take everything they need. When we travel, want to make sure our guys take everything they need and make sure the job gets done in case. Because, you know, I think the farthest job we do in Florida, Miami, basically.
That's a long way.
Yeah, it's a long way. But and that's the part where my dad gets involved more because he likes to travel.
So he's got his hand in the air.
He's the first one that doesn't mind. We're like, hey, dad, Mr. Frey or Frank call. Hey, we got to help.
I'm going.
I'm the one going. And then I can tell him because I'm the one who plan most of the time with my sister. And I tell her, hey, we got this job coming up. We got, also, we do a lot of remodeling on the, you know, Perry Steakhouse.
Yeah.
We work for the company, Alvarez, I believe. I can't remember the name. So they restored, I mean, they remodeled the Perry. We did that one in Cypress. We're doing the one in Austin right now. And the next one we did the Sherryland. The one in San Antonio.
Wow.
So we travel. So when we finish one, we go to the next
Impressive.
One. And we travel like that. And then those type of job, that's when my dad get involved. More commercial, because sometimes commercial need to be a little bit more, I don't want to say experience about it. And that's the way I've been working myself. Everything I know is because of my dad. But sometimes experience, it counts a lot.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to a job site and remodeling something that you're not going to see what you're going to find until you open the wall or until you start working on it.
Yeah.
And then another experience that my dad has been having doing plumbing, he's a master plumbing license. He's been having the master license most, when I say 12 years, 15 years. And it's not only a master plumber license. It's
Beyond
a different.
That, yeah.
It's a big difference, the master plumber license, because in the master, we don't put it in our van because it's just people think, oh, you're trying to show. No. It's called responsible master plumber license.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different why. It's not that many plumbers in say Texas. It got a gold license with the R in the beginning.
Oh.
Yes, it's the difference is R in the beginning is responsible master plumber license. It means you never had complaints. They never put a complaint in your license.
I never knew that. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, my dad license is RMPL.
Another thing on my dad, he doesn't have a stop time. He stops when he's done.
Yeah.
Sometimes, last night, we were working on a proposal. I left at 10. He's like, no. I was like, baby, I'm sleepy. He's like, no, we're going to finish today. And we finished. It was late, but
Good
we finished.
Man.
He doesn't
Good
stop
man.
Until it's done. He doesn't like to leave things pending. And neither does Chris. One day, I think he was working in the industrial job over there in Baytown. I think he got home, at like 4 or 3 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just type of things. Let's say you give me a day, they do. And then probably it's not my fault. It's raining because industrial was everything outside. It was raining. And half of the day, we couldn't work because it was raining. It was cloudy. It was lightning. And then they need to make sure that water was on the next day because I got product coming in. They need to wash something. And if they don't get that, the schedule will be all messed up and it will lose a lot of money.
Yeah.
But it's like sometimes it can't be our fault. We can control the weather, you know, sometimes.
No.
And then it's like I tell you, I'll do everything in my hand is possible to get it done. Don't get me wrong, if it's possible, I'll get it done. And that's what I told them, you know, it's raining, it's nothing we can do. And I don't want to put my guys' safety in risk because when it's raining and you're 100 feet in the air with a lift or you're climbing something, this is slippery.
Yeah. We're in the elevators, you
have
to climb up on stairs.
And stairs. So it just, and then that's something that,
oops.
Yeah, that's something that I was like, we got it done, the reason we got it done because it was, want to make sure our customer happy. Want to make sure that company say, we come into another company and say, hey, these guys, they will say we'll get it done.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not going to be like, oh, no. And that job, like I said, this is your job. It took us to get it done. We worked for that company for 3 years. Now, we've been working for that company. Our company is Wireless Construction. My dad been working for this since 2008. That is your job. We worked for 2.5 years.
Wow.
In the same job.
And
Wireless Construction is another company. I want to say is one of the bigger companies we work for. They do most of commercial work, and the most that they do is warehouse. I don't even know, it's miles, half a mile, 1 mile warehouse. We got the plumbing in there and everything. That's
oh my god.
Yeah, and then that's a big company. We'll be working for them. And it just they do most of the work is commercial, and now they start doing industrial. Then that's the part they say, because they know what we're capable to do. They ask me, can you do this? I'm like, if you have to do something in plumbing, I'm pretty sure I can do it. As long as, you know, it's not, it probably will take me a little bit longer to get the hint to it, but I'll get it done. You know, it just, when I say it was the first time doing airlines, it's nothing different of doing the airlines or the gas line. The only difference is air, it's not gas.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, it's the same, it, when I say the same method, the same thing, it's the same pipe. You know, but the only difference we say is commercial. We have to make sure it's dry, we have to make sure it's this, we have to make sure it's every this, we have to make sure we're using the right, we can say the right turns and the right regulation, because air is something that that makes a big difference, same thing as gas, is sizing. If you don't size the gas properly, it can cost you a lot of money, not to you, to the homeowner, eventually, even when you're cooking, it can make a big difference with the sizes of the gas.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. The difference, the flame is different. When you got, let's say, if you got a big house and you got 2 tons of water, a 4 inch room, a 1.25, 1.5 mainline, by the time you get to your stove, if it still is 7,000 BTUs or 70,000 BTUs, probably it's not getting 70,000 BTUs. Probably it's getting 40. And the flame is going to be blue. It's gonna be blue dash red, so I mean it's not enough, guys.
I don't know what to look for.
Yeah, it's something like people don't think at the moment and don't realize that the damage is not only for you, for everybody else. Because at the end of the day, it's like my dad said, if you're gonna do it, this is something. If you're gonna call me and say, hey, let's get this done, we're gonna do it right.
Yeah.
We're not going, Brando, my dad. And the same thing I tell him, we don't like to save money, because at the end of the day, it doesn't save money. You're saving headaches.
Okay, I think we're at the end of our time now. Brent, you want to say anything?
Yeah, if you guys want to follow us, go check out our website. Go listen to the interview. The website's www.texasmb.com. You can also follow us on Instagram. Check out our stories. See what's going on. On our day-to-day business, best practices, and then you know you can also share our Facebook, all of our social media sites. So, do you guys have any type of social media other than I know Eli's?
Yeah.
Our website is eliasplumbing.net. Our Facebook, I think, it's just Eli's Plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have an Instagram, but
I can tell you every year, every month. We try to make a company better. I know technology is taking over. This is what we can say. Every year, we try to step it up. You know, I know my dad's an old school fashion way, but, you know, we're the youngest. We try to, you know, bring the next day.
Push on dad.
Yeah. And then we like an same thing, you know, it's like, you call Eli Spelman, always somebody will answer. And we'll try to be on time. Make sure you get done things right. We like to get... We want to say we would like to fix other people's mistakes, so our company can be different. Our company is the way we work for brands. We do so many things for brands that somebody else didn't do right. You know, like he went to the job site. He knew what he was talking about. He just want to accomplish. Make sure he said.
Now he just calls you from the beginning.
Yeah.
Right?
No, the thing is, he took over the job. He took over different jobs, and then he called us because the thing is. Over the time, the experience that he have, they will be working for us. He know more that is not right.
Yeah.
And sometimes money, it doesn't help you at all.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it.
Perfect.